Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I do want to talk about this whole, the fact that John Tester and Kamala Harris, if they are allowed to remain in power, they will significantly raise their taxes. They will do away with the Trump tax cuts. Remember, John Tester voted against those Trump tax cuts. You think he's going to keep the Trump tax cuts in place? Heck no. But also, what about this whole notion of taxes on unrealized gains? They want to tax you on something that doesn't even exist yet. They want to tax you on money you don't even have yet. That's how nuts these people are. But it also got me thinking about how they constantly trash America and how they push this critical race theory garbage. So I'll get to that here in just a second. But first, Travis was laughing in his production studio next door. And so I was coming by, just refilled up my coffee. Now, whenever I hear Travis laughing next door, I'm like, okay, I got to find out what this is because this is going to be good. It's either a really funny message that just came in on the Montana Talks app, or either way, I got to find out what it was. So I said, hey, Travis, what were you laughing about in there? And he's like, oh, during the Fox News update. And I forgot to turn the app on when I went down the hall to fill up my cup of coffee, so I missed it. But on the Fox News update, they were talking about how Kamala Harris has made her pick, but she decided to sleep on it, which for Joe Biden, that could mean, I mean, it may not be till 4 o'clock this afternoon. But anyway, she made her pick, and apparently the Democrat committee, whoever, I'm just retelling the story here, they apparently don't know who she picked yet, so they have printed up posters for both candidates. So Harris Shapiro, Harris Walls, whoever they, when this dance hall plays out after this waltz is done playing, whoever she picks. It sounds like she's leaning towards Walls, according to Politico Playbook. At least that's what most of the leading Democrats are saying, is they think it's going to be Walls. The Democrat strategists want it to be Shapiro, but they think it's going to be Walls. But anyway, so they printed up all these signs for depending on which candidate she ends up going with. And it reminds me of my stepdad worked in the news business. He worked for the Chicago Tribune and then the Rocky Mountain News and then the Denver Post. And they would do the same thing. Like if the Broncos were in the Super Bowl, they would have front pages ready. They would have T-shirts. They would have both front pages ready to roll. Ready to distribute on the streets of Denver. If Broncos win or Broncos lose, the front page was ready to roll no matter what the outcome of that. And that's what the Democrats are doing here, apparently, with printing up all these signs. But Travis, he made a great point here and is right to laugh about this, because it's like, think about these. These are the people that constantly lecture you about the environment. They shut down timber jobs. They shut down timber mills. They shut down forest health projects. And then we get all this wildfire smoke. They are constantly, and think about the oil that goes into making these campaign signs. They constantly lecture you about the environment. But here they are just willy-nilly printing signs that they won't even need to use. Because they're a bunch of hypocrites.
This is Fox on Justice. In a surprise reversal late Friday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin canceled a controversial plea deal, putting the death penalty back on the table for 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices, and relieved from authority the retired Army Brigadier General in charge of the military commission process at Guantanamo Bay. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh explained the reversal.
The Secretary felt it was appropriate for the authority to rest with him.
The White House's John Kirby says President Biden did not pressure Secretary Austin's decision.
This was a decision made by the Secretary of Defense. It was an independent decision by him, certainly within his authorities as in the chain of command at the Defense Department.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has repeatedly said President Biden was never briefed on the plea deal that would have given the detainees life in prison in exchange for a guilty plea for cases that have been stymied by evidence tainted by torture and 12 years of pretrial hearings. Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops this afternoon, as we'll see developing showers and storms this afternoon as well. Otherwise, high temperatures in the lower to middle 90s across the region. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will head back down to the mid-50s in Bozeman to the low 60s in Billings. Highs near 80 are expected Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It is a big 2 weeks here in Montana. President Trump with a Trump rally alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in Bozeman on Friday night. Then I'll be in Kalispell. I'll be emceeing a rally with Jim Jordan. A couple of days later, Steve Scalise in Bozeman. And then Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. I'll be emceeing a rally with him and Congressman Ryan Zinke in Billings. Full details, go to MontanaTalks.com for all the heavy hitters coming to Montana.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is hysterical. Well, we do have breaking news for you. No joke. Just as I went into the break, right after I wrapped up my remarks here, kicking off the 7 o'clock hour, we have the breaking news. I told you if we had to wait for Joe Biden to sleep on it, it would have been 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's 7:13 in the morning. Here is the breaking news. Travis just came in. I shared the story with him, and he was nice enough to print this up for us. But Travis says, I want my Harris Shapiro poster. So all of those Kamala Harris, Josh Shapiro campaign posters, well, you can just light those on fire. You can just burn those posters in the streets of Chicago because Kamala Harris has named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. So she has this left-wing nut job. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. I said it earlier, about an hour ago. I said, If you like kicking your kids out of school, if you liked wearing masks and shutting down schools, boy, Tim Walz is the guy for you. He is the guy for you. He's the guy for her. You know, they would rather have people burning up the unneeded Harris Shapiro signs than they would have people burning up the streets of Chicago during the Democrat convention. So, you know, Kamala Harris, as CNN was telling you, as leading Democrats were saying, Kamala Harris could not pick Josh Shapiro to be her running mate because, well, he's Jewish. And so that's why Kamala Harris couldn't pick Josh Shapiro to be her running mate. So instead, she's going with this Tim Walz guy. Let's see. Yeah, this is according to the Associated Press, Fox News is announcing this. The naming of the 60-year-old Walz was not a shocker, as his name was instantly thought to be in contention in the 2 weeks since Harris succeeded President Biden as the party's standard bearer. You know what I find very interesting about this is, why would Kamala Harris want to put a spotlight on Minnesota? Remember when, you know, the Democrats were burning down Minneapolis, burning down black-owned businesses, targeting law enforcement? Kamala Harris provided the bail money to bail out the violent rioters, many of whom already had violent criminal records. And by choosing the governor of Minnesota, she is now putting a spotlight on her very bad record when it comes to law enforcement and so much more. Anyway, that's just my initial reaction. So what are yours? 406-294-0970, and then we'll talk CRT and unrealized gains and more. Tim in Billings, good to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron. Well, it only makes sense that she would pick him because what happened in Minnesota is what she wants to do with the United States, burn it to the ground, destroy it. You know,
well said.
Let terror run wild and through the streets, lawlessness. You know, let's put up memorials for a fentanyl-laced, drug-induced criminal who OD'd he's on the street, and then we, you know, we're not going to hear the real reason why he died, but it was an overdose. We're going to say that the police, who deal with dirtbags like that every day, you know, they went over the line, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, don't Minnesota, my USA, let's remember what they allowed to happen. And I think...
They wanted to turn it into... They turned Minneapolis into Mogadishu, and like, wow, yeah, good job. That's what you want to do with the rest of the USA. It seems abundantly Absolutely. Clear. Look at their open borders policy, the terror watch list individuals that they release into the country.
Absolutely, and Aaron, I was there 2 years ago, and I saw that police department that they had burned down.
Oh, wow.
It was boarded up, it was burned down. I was there. I was at a grocery store. It was a Target. It was like two blocks away. They got George Floyd murals and stuff on there. It was just absolutely surreal that, you know, people will take and make a martyr of a person that, you know, had such a checkered past. And I'm not saying I want anybody to have it. You know, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but geez, you know, it's like it kind of backs the wrong horse there. You know what I mean? I think the people of Minnesota are waking up. I think a lot of the black community is waking up that they don't have their best interests at heart. When they're busing people in from around the country to go burn down these communities and burn down the businesses that these people that live in this community rely on. And then they jump on their bus and they go back to wherever they came from, Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Or
L.A., San Francisco,
or whatever, Portland.
Yeah.
And then here's the community members left holding the bag and standing in the ashes of what was used to be their community.
And then all this does, too, is it spotlights Kamala's horrific record when it comes to law enforcement. James Galliano has an opinion piece at FoxNews.com. I just happen to have this one sitting here. The ugly truth about Kamala Harris's law enforcement record. She ran with the Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax story, calling it a, quote, modern-day lynching. She also compared immigration and customs enforcement law enforcement officers to the KKK. I already mentioned she helped raise money to bail out the rioters who were burning down Minneapolis and other cities across America. And she supports, she continues to be a supporter of sanctuary city policies. Let me see what there's more to this whole piece here. But go to FoxNews.com. See this op-ed by James Galliano, the ugly truth about Kamala Harris's law enforcement record. Scott in Bozeman, you'll be first up right after this.
Hi.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The National FFA organization has reached a record-breaking milestone of more than 1 million members. The current membership sits at 1,027,273. That's up 8.6% from last year. The largest membership percentage growth was seen in Utah, Florida, and Alaska. The organization believes in the future of its members and is also seeing a lot of opportunities in the years ahead. Utah saw a 172% growth in membership. Florida jumped 116%, while Alaska's membership grew by 74%. And membership remains strong here in the Big Sky state of Montana. And yep, I'm one of those has-been FFA members that was so proud to wear the blue corduroy jacket. In other news, the Congressional Budget Office released an official cost estimate of the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill and said it's $33 billion over budget and fails to pay for a large increase in crop payments. House Chairman G.T. Thompson says if the COB doesn't change its mind, he'll rely instead on the House Budget Committee to overrule the CBO. The CBO cost estimate released Friday creates a large obstacle to passing a farm bill that Congress is already 10 months late in passing. Currently, USDA is operating on a one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill. I'm Lane Northlund.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let's go into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. Getting your instant reactions here to the breaking news from a little over 10 minutes ago. Kamala Harris has named left-wing governor of Minnesota Tim Walz as her running mate. And I just sent out a tweet. Kamala and Walz, the left burned down Minneapolis. Very symbolic of how they are burning down this country. Instant reaction to the breaking news. And I, of course, gave the credit that that was a point made by Tim in Billings. So I just shared that. X.com/Aaron Flint. Let's go to Scott in Bozeman. Scott, thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. And good morning, Montana Talks. Listen, we need to know about this guy. Everybody needs to know about Tim Walz. I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of insight. I was born and raised there. I have a lot of family still there. He did let the city burn. He sat on his hands and looked down at his shoes while the city burned, and he did nothing until Trump sent in the reserves to finally fix it. He's let an entire neighborhood where all of that happened go to complete crime. It's blocked off from cars. It's an absolute mess. It's supposed to be... it's supposed to be a memorial, and it is anything but. So in 2023, the state had a $17.6 billion tax surplus. Not only did he keep almost $18 billion, but he raised taxes and created programs and initiatives and partnerships and all those words that they love so much. And finally, on his watch, through COVID, the Somali community, a lot of them have been convicted, but not all of them yet, oversaw a $450 million food fraud of theft in the city. And once again, he did nothing, and the media won't cover it. I'm telling you, America has to be warned about Tim Walz.
Yeah, I can't wait till the stories start coming out on this guy. RNC Research already compiling the greatest hits here. That was one of the first sources I went to on X. Should cities be allowed to be sanctuary cities? Tim Walz, yes. Here's another one. Tim Walz said that it was ageism for Americans to be concerned about Biden's obvious cognitive decline. Months later, Biden, of course, forced out of the race in disgrace due to his obvious cognitive decline. Let's see. Michael Whatley, chairman of the GOP. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz is the most radical far left ticket in the history of our country. In 2020, Walz let rioters burn the Twin Cities. Then Kamala stepped in to fundraise for their bail and get them back on the streets. This ticket puts criminals ahead of citizens. Donald Trump will put America first. So, yeah, that's just some of the there's a lot more where that came from. Holy cow. Yeah, this is going to be a field day for the Trump Vance campaign, it looks like, Scott.
Again, the people need to know. He's a bad man. And he stole the whole flannel and Carhartt sham from Tester.
Does he do the old Prospector campaign commercials? Well, if you just run up the old creek bed. Darn near.
He's in a red flannel these last year out in rural Minnesota. They just as soon throw him in a ditch. And with his flannel and the camo hat he likes to throw on and go out in rural Minnesota, and they're not having it. But unfortunately, the Twin Cities runs the state.
Oh, man, I'm just on a retweeting storm right now. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness, according to Tim Walz.
Yep, just said that.
Tim Walz, driver's licenses for illegals. I mean, and then this one, I forgot that Tim Walz was the guy. Remember when a certain Democrat governor went on CNN to criticize the border wall? And said he wanted to invest in a, quote, ladder factory to help illegals scale the border wall. Guess which governor said that? Tim Walz.
Yep.
Tim Walz. This guy is a nut job. My goodness. A friend of mine who's also, you know, kind of grew up in Minnesota and knows Minnesota politics pretty well. He lives in the Billings area. He says Walz is a good campaigner, but his record of the last 2 years is one of the furthest left in America.
Yes. Well, I'll leave you with this, Aaron. Another one of his famous quotes is, Minnesota's the only state that got it right in 1984. Think about that.
Ah. Well, it is 1984 after all. So
it is 1984.
All right, Scott, hope to see you Friday.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Hey, by the way, speaking of Friday, I want to do an event where we give away gift cards at a restaurant, a grocery store, a hardware store. I want to do one of those events before the Trump rally in Bozeman. Where should we do the event from? Where should we buy gift cards from and then hand out free gift cards from in Bozeman? A food truck? A restaurant? A coffee shop? A hardware store? Well, you tell me. Or maybe you own one of those businesses and would like us to come to you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen a running mate. AP reporting, it's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Walz is from Minnesota. He has an appeal, especially to Western Wisconsin. He's a former high school teacher. He was in the National Guard. He is somebody who is known for being plain spoken. He has experience in Congress, serving as six terms in the House of Representatives and two terms in Minnesota. An interesting thing here, obviously, is that this was a pick that was being pushed by progressives, including Senator Bernie Sanders, as well as the United Auto Workers Union, who all endorse Walz as the pick.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis, the RNC reacting quickly, calling him weak, failed, and dangerously liberal. This is a Fox News alert.
Dangerous is right. Okay, just listen to this guy in his own words. Here's the first one. This was sent out by RNC Research. This is Kamala, crazy Kamala's crazy running mate.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
Oh, yeah. Won't you be my neighbor? Yeah, please don't be my neighbor. You were burning the neighborhoods down to the ground. Don't want you to be my neighbor. Much less the Vice President of the United States. What about this one? This one came from the Minnesota session in 2023.
It's done.
A packed room at the St. Paul Armory erupted after the governor's signature made driver's license for all the law of the land.
Driver's license for all, meaning driver's licenses for illegal aliens. That's crazy Kamala's crazy running mate. Here's another one that was sent out from the Trump war room here. Old Ladder Factory Tim Walz, Mr. Ladder Factory himself.
And I think seeing a plan that's out there, talking about it with folks, knowing that he's not going to do anything. He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory. That's not how you stop this. And I.
All right, there you go. He wants to invest in a taller 30-foot ladder factory. So he was attacking a wall to secure our country. Meanwhile, Trump War Room also sharing this. Inexcusable. Rioters burned Minneapolis to the ground for days. Listen to this audio from CARE. CARE TV, K-A-R-E TV.
And I want to also add, I've been texting with our news director while we've been on the air saying, I know you have a request under the governor, anything. And they are refusing to make any kind of statement right now. Listen, we know they're busy, but I can't think of anything more important right now than explaining to us why we are allowing this to happen again.
Inexcusable. The governor was nowhere to be found. He stayed in hiding. That was from KARE-TV, if you care about that whole story there. What about this? Here's another one shared via X by RNC Research.
Should Minnesota be a sanctuary state?
If the definition of that is that the federal government enforces immigration law and local law enforcement enforces local law, then yes.
Should cities be allowed to be sanctuary cities?
Yes, local control.
Should...
My goodness. Yeah, local control. Allowing rioters to burn your cities to the ground. That's local control. Sounds pretty out of control if you asked me. So there you go. That's just... And think about it. The news just broke about 25 minutes ago. And just like that, this guy has already been exposed. Have you heard enough? Do you need to hear more about this guy? All right, let's see, 406-294-0970. We've got the phone lines open for you right now if you want to give your reaction or if you've got something else you want to talk about.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Maryland's attempt to limit the carrying of firearms is now overturned following a federal lawsuit. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which unwound the restrictive gun laws in New York State, other states began passing laws aimed at preventing firearm owners from carrying in certain public places, citing Bruin's sensitive places doctrine, which may allow for cities or states to say places like schools can exclude guns. Maryland tried to apply the sensitive places doctrine to businesses selling alcohol or even 1,000 feet from any public demonstration. The Firearms Policy Coalition and others sued, and the U.S. court in the District of Maryland now says what the state did violates the Constitution. Maryland does require permits for the carrying of handguns. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance had not even been a senator from Ohio for a month when there was a major derailment of a Norfolk Southern train in East Palestine, Ohio. The community became a prime opportunity for Vance to flex his populist Republicanism by calling out powerful railroads in the name of small-town working-class folk. Vance worked with Democratic Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown to try to pass a railroad safety bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer even applauded the legislation and hoped to bring it to the floor. But House versions of the bill are at an impasse. Many House Republican members feared the measures were a knee-jerk reaction to an accident that warranted a complete National Transportation Safety Board investigation before action. So the chances of getting anything through Congress are slim. Vance is now on the ticket with former President Trump, and Brown faces one of the most competitive re-election campaigns in the country. The rail safety bill making it to President Biden's desk before the election would be a huge boost, just not to J.D. Vance, but Sherrod Brown. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, now that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Logan in Roundup, I mentioned very briefly there. So you guys have heard, I've been doing these events all across Montana. We've been doing these gift card giveaways. In fact, this Thursday, the night before the Trump rally in Bozeman, we're going to be doing a gift card giveaway to help you fight inflation. Everybody's suffering under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Bidenomics, and John Tester's failed policies. So we're trying to help you out. That's why we're doing these gift card giveaway events. And we're doing them from restaurants, bars, grocery stores, hardware stores, you name it, all across Montana. And we're going to be Thursday night. We're going to be at the brewery in Laurel Thursday night. I got the details on our Montana Talks website. So that is going to be a ton of fun. They're going to have a food truck out there and more. And then I'm looking, because I'm going to be in Bozeman Friday night for the Trump rally. Why don't we do one of these gift card giveaways Friday afternoon? So where should we do the gift card giveaway from? We did a great event at the Rockin' R Bar. Maybe we go back there. That was so much fun the first time around. But it's always good to go to new places, too. So if you've got a food truck or a restaurant or a grocery store or something like that, and you want us to potentially do an event from your location, send us a message on the Montana Talks app, or you can email Aaron@MontanaTalks.com. We buy the gift cards from you, from your business, and we give the gift cards to your customers, and hopefully some new ones too. So it's a ton of fun, but Logan in Roundup has this idea. Logan just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Hold the gift card giveaway at a gun shop. That is a great idea. Hold the gift card giveaway at a gun shop. All right, that'd be a ton of fun. Dave in Butte. Dave in Butte giving us reaction to Kamala Harris selecting this radical left-wing governor, Tim Walz, as her running mate. One of those lockdown governors, one of those shut down the schools, punish the kids governors, Tim Walz of Minnesota. Dave in Butte says this: Kamala couldn't pick Shapiro as he is against Hamas, and he's Jewish. She had to pick the most radical socialist she could find to fit her agenda. If they win the election, America is in real trouble. Well said, Dave in Butte. Thanks for the message. Thanks for listening to 1370 KXTL with us here all 4 hours of the show in Butte, America. All right, this is the clip I've been wanting to play all morning, but then we had that breaking news about crazy Kamala choosing her crazy running mate. So that took up most of the hour thus far. So I think I heard this earlier this morning. It was on Fox and Friends First. You're like, what's Fox and Friends First? I thought it's Fox and Friends. No, Fox and Friends starts at like 6 in the morning, Montana time. Or no, 4 in the morning, Montana time, pardon me. 4 in the morning, 6 o'clock Eastern. But before that is when Fox and Friends First is on. So it's like 3-something in the morning. And yes, I'm already up. Travis has already been up as well for quite some time when Fox and Friends First is still on. But this segment caught my ear. Brian Brenberg hosts a show on Fox Business. So he's looking at the economic and the business angle of the big news of the day. He's looking at Kamala Harris's economic agenda. All this as we saw the Kamala crash in the global financial markets here in the past 48 hours.
I'll tell you what, pride doesn't pay the bills and pride doesn't keep you employed. So I'm glad that she's proud of Bidenomics, but I'll tell you that market watchers are not that excited about a Harris presidency because she has made it clear that if she becomes president, she supports what I would consider to be the worst parts of Biden's agenda, which is more regulation, more spending, and higher taxes, Carly, particularly on unrealized gains. And what that means is you haven't sold any stock. You haven't sold an asset, let's say art or something like that. She wants to tax it if she thinks the value has gone up.
Yeah.
You don't have any cash.
Yep.
But she's going to make you pay taxes on that.
Yeah, she is a big government kind of gal. And she also cast the deciding vote as the president of the Senate for the American Rescue Plan, which pumped a ton of money in the system, and inflation went through the roof as a result. Right. Really quickly, Kamala Harris, she's having this big rally in Pennsylvania. It's going to be the first time that she appears with her running mate, who we don't know who it will be just yet. Her campaign released a memo saying one of the things she's going to talk about is saving Pennsylvania's economy after Donald Trump wrecked it. How the heck is she going to make that comment during a time like this?
I can't interpret a lot of the things that come out of her mouth. I won't even try on that one. But I'll tell you this. Pennsylvania likes fracking. They like the energy business.
Yeah, and apparently she does now, too.
She is on the... Yeah, apparently she does, too. And here's the problem. Here's what markets hate. People who one day say this and another day say this because you know what? You know they don't believe anything. And if they don't believe anything, it's very hard to make money.
Oh, man. Now I'm like, I'll joke that John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, is like Magilla Gorilla when he's on the show. Ooh, 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 what about this? Ooh, 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 what about that story? And that's exactly who I am right now. I'm like Magilla Gorilla. Oh, man, this angle. Oh, that angle. When they talked about Kamala Harris being the deciding vote for the ARPA bill, why was Kamala Harris the deciding vote? You might say, well, she's not a United States senator. Why was she the deciding vote? Because if there is a 50-50 tie in the United States Senate, what happens? The vice president gets to cast the tie-breaking vote. As Senator Steve Daines has pointed out repeatedly, she probably holds the record for tie-breaking votes in the United States Senate on some of the craziest legislation out there. Why is she allowed to be a tie-breaking vote? Because your liberal Senator John Tester voted for these crazy policies to make the 50-50 tie. That's how important that one vote is. And then Kamala comes in and puts it across the finish line. That's why he is just as radical left-wing as she is. But the real reason I wanted to share that story, when Brian Brenberg talked about taxes on unrealized gains, what does that mean? What it means is you might have something, you might own something, you might have this. It could be artwork. It could be what? Stocks. I mean, you guys tell me. I don't even own enough stuff to be taxed on too much of the unrealized gains here. But I would be very dramatically impacted negatively if the Trump tax cuts go away, because that's what really helps us, you know, middle class folks. But the unrealized gains thing, not so much my problem. It's more of a Wall Street problem. Or if you're somebody who's got some family heirlooms, you know, then it could be a real problem for you. You may not have cash, but you've got some cool family. Anyway, it triggered this thought. What do they don't want to do with unrealized gains? They want to tax you for something you do not have. They want to tax you for the value of something, whether you've attained that value or not, whether you've gotten the money off of selling that item or not. They don't want to wait till you sell that item to tax you on it. They will tax you now, which is basically what they do with property taxes, is they're taxing you for the value of your home, not for what you actually bought your home for. But they're, you know, instead of waiting until you sell the house to tax you on it, they're taxing you based off of the current value of it. That's what they would do with a whole host of stinking things. But it got me thinking about this. These anti-American leftists constantly trash America. That's why they push critical race theory. That's why they push this idea that America's fundamentally racist. And in reality, what they do is so abhorrent by pushing this idea. What does critical race theory basically do? It says, well, you little white kids, you're fundamentally bad because you're white. Or what they suggest is that, well, because you're white, you're going to be successful later in life. And so we have to tax you little white kids on those unrealized gains. Because you're eventually going to make more money than all these other kids, so we're going to penalize you for that now. They're taxing unrealized gains. Now, any of you white kids that are now grown-up white kids, you're like, wait a minute, I didn't end up, making a bunch of money, or maybe you fell on tough times, or hey, maybe, an addiction problem got you in a snag in high school or college, and so you never realized those gains, even though you had all... But they want to punish you for unrealized gains. Likewise, they go out there and they tell kids of color, black or brown or whatever, they'll say, oh, you're never going to amount to anything because of the color of your skin. They're penalizing those children too. They're attempting to penalize those children. If those kids buy into this failed ideology, they will be penalized by embracing this victimhood mentality that will hold you back from achieving your true potential and your true success. So anyway, that's just the idea that came to mind after this whole Kamala Harris crazy tax plan that's fully embraced by liberal Senator John Tester, too, by the way. We'll get to our callers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fox News commentary.
Donald Trump invited Kamala Harris to debate him on September 4th, but on his terms. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow and Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Donald Trump's June 27th debate against Joe Biden literally knocked him out of the race. Trump crushed him so badly in one night, his party finally waged their coup on his candidacy and then cleverly pulled the bait and switch with Kamala 100 days before the election. That's why Donald Trump is well within his rights to set the guidelines for his first debate with Kamala, and he did. Trump is calling on Kamala to face him on September 4th in a debate moderated by Fox News in Pennsylvania, and this time with an audience. Trump also rightfully pointed out the previously scheduled ABC debate was against Joe Biden, who dropped out. Why in the heck should the Democrats be able to plug and play their new candidate and then set the terms? The Trump campaign has every right to set its own conditions, and the American people deserve to see Kamala Harris questioned by the only network that isn't fawning all over her. Even Gavin Newsom was willing to do a debate on Fox News. Why wouldn't Kamala be up for it? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
42 online at listwithamber.com.
Hey, we got a big week with you here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. We kicked off Monday's show with Dustin Temple, the director of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, talking about the wolf numbers, this grizzly translocation between Montana and Wyoming. Then we took your phone calls. We're going to take more of your phone calls with Tuesday's Montana Talks. And then, of course, coming up Friday, another Trump rally.
You. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know we're short on time, so let's try to get to every caller on the phone lines right now. Greg in Billings first up. I hope you're still there. Sorry we had to hold you over for the break. What's going on, Greg?
Yeah, it's actually Rick, but...
Okay.
At a gas station getting a coffee while I can still afford it. I was going to comment about why they, I don't understand why the media isn't showing the puppet strings, you know, of who's really controlling her, because she's just a chameleon. She becomes whoever she's around. But as far as her, the Biden tax thing, won't go through, because if it does, then most of the upper Democrats will have to pay their fair share of taxes, and Pelosi alone would probably pay off the national debt. So I just want to comment on that. In my opinion, I think Kamala's been drunk for the last 6 years, but that's just my opinion. So,
yeah, chameleon Harris, chameleon.
She becomes whoever she's in party with, you know.
Yeah, but then flip-flop, flat-top John Tester does the same thing, and the media loves it because they want the Democrats to win. So that's why they never hold them account for all their flip-flops and all their phony campaign ads and more, is because the phony fake news media is in bed with these guys. So they're all about covering up the flip-flops on fracking and more in order to protect the Democrats. Hey, Greg, thanks. Or Rick, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's see. Let's go to Jim in Billings. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, good morning. Just a couple quick things. Couple days before Trump almost got killed, I heard a soundbite of Biden at his Detroit rally. He was addressing the audience, and he said, "Is Trump going to be president over my dead body?" I thought that was extremely strange for him to say. Never heard him say nothing like that, or another politician. And then a couple days later, they tried to take Trump out. And that must be a coincidence. But Kamala Harris basically saying, "How dare you celebrate the birth of Christ? I'm sick of these people telling me what to think, what to say, what to do, what to buy. They're supposed to be governing us, not ruling over us. And it's just getting really old." That's all I got to say.
Hey, no, that's right. Yeah, Kamala Harris. How dare you say Merry Christmas? What are you, running for CEO of Starbucks now? I mean, get the heck out of here. Get the heck out of here. Oh, by the way, that reminded me. There was a really funny line. You guys know who Roseanne Barr is? Roseanne Barr's got a podcast now. Our buddy Chris Klem, the retired Border Patrol chief who did that statewide tour with Americans for Prosperity here in Montana, he did a podcast with Roseanne Barr. And Roseanne Barr, she had this funny line. She's like, "Wow, they shot Trump and they killed Biden. What happened? They shot Trump and they killed Biden." You know, from a figurative presidential standpoint, they shot Trump and they killed Biden. Anyway, I still got to listen to the rest of the podcast, but that was a part of what I got a chance to hear. We got about a minute to go. State Senator Brad Molnar in Laurel. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you were talking about unrealized taxation of capital gains. And at the party convention, which we had a couple weeks ago, I got this put into the party planks, but it was a hell of a fight. It's two sentences, if you'll indulge me. It says, "We support a property tax system that is not based solely on appraisals that result in taxation of unrealized capital gains." Second sentence, "We believe that tax shifts are unnecessary in a well-balanced tax system." the people that were there supported this 100% in committee, 100% on the floor, but the legislators that serve in the tax committees opposed it with everything they had. And if you read the editorial by David Fern from Kalispell, the things that they have come up with for tax relief in their proposal.
He's a Democrat, right?
So, right.
Yeah.
But the committee has already okayed, and that's more than bipartisan.
Wow. Well, first off, good job, Senator Molnar. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Kamala wants to tax unrealized gains. That's essentially what our flawed property tax system does, which is why the thing needs to be overhauled. Hey, thanks for the call. Glad we could sneak in before we ran out of time this hour of the show. The Joker in next.